Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of being better than last year, time to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has a Wednesday night edition.
We don't know that yet. We don't know about better than last year. I haven't seen any ratings to show anything. It could have went kaput for all I know. You know what I mean? Yeah. It could be in the bottom of the bottoms for all I know right now.
You never know.
You never know. All right, let's get into a Butt Naked Wednesday right after the great Rick James.
All right, you square. It's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. It'll make you dance to some of everything. Everybody get high.
This is your first full season with the team. What are you most excited about?
Doing my black job.
It's Butt Naked Wednesday.
Doing my black job. Just doing my black job.
Coaching hoop.
Hey, this is LA Live for Wednesday, January 22nd, 2025. It is a Butt Naked Wednesday here in LA Live. Shout out to Miss Badu for naming today. Miss Erica Badu, that is. And peace to all the gods and earths out there. Peace, peace, God. Yo, peace, God. What's today's science, son? What's today's mathematics, son? Peace to y'all out there. And today's segment, LA Live, is dedicated to Miss Gina V on YouTube. I see you, Miss Gina. Hate on, girl. I see you. All right, let's get into it. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media. Lucius Alexander on Facebook. I think I'm about to start using Facebook more, almost like how you used to use Twitter. Just bow, bow. Just bow, bow, bow. Bow, bow, bow. You know, just a whole lot of press send a few times.
Empty the clip?
Just empty the clip on it. I think I might do that. I'm not telling you. I'm not sure. Lucius Alexander on Facebook. You can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner right here is from the RJ and Choppy Show. Still day two, right?
Day two.
The day didn't change?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bobby Belt and Sean go back and forth over Coach McCarthy doing crosstalk.
By the way, Mike McCarthy is reporting that weather delays have prevented him from interviewing with the New Orleans Saints.
Mike McCarthy has a social media account?
He has several reporters that he feeds that information to that have since reported it this morning.
What is the real report?
There are several reporters saying, hey, Mike McCarthy's definitely interested in, the Saints are definitely interested in, weather has gotten in the way. So,
but why do you have to be so childish and petty about it?
I'm telling you.
Why do you have to be like
there's nothing
so
petty
bitchy
about it?
About
I'm just
it.
Saying. It's great.
Like,
it's
he's
it
gone. You won.
I assume it's Laura Oakman
reporting. Why are you still just
it?
Whiny and cheap about
I get
it?
What do you mean cheap?
That got him. Cheap. You already won. What are you being so petty about it
I'm
for?
I'm just saying. It's the report
like,
that's out
like,
there.
Just celebrate it and be calm and cool and poised.
This is me celebrating
no, you're being
right
freaking
now.
Petty and annoying
yeah,
about it.
I love it.
You want to get punched in the freaking face?
Oh, wow. Sean almost got thrown off the air right there.
Oh, yeah.
Never go full Chris Arnold. What do you mean cheap?
Freaking peer.
<It's a> freaking peer.
What do you mean?
Only three-time Hall of Famers can get away with that.
Yeah, keep talking. All right. Let's get into this little Wednesday vibes. Again, shout out Gina V. I see you, girl. LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Butt Naked Wednesday. I have a question for the Tolos. I asked this on Facebook. What's a DFW sports scandal that lives rent-free in your head? Huh? What is a DFW sports scandal that... Oh, yeah! I remember that.
Lucky Whitehead coming in off that night of Instagram living, just a wild night with a lady, and showing up for the, what was it, team flight without
his
shoes?
I was waiting...
I was waiting at the front desk there where the players come through because one of the players was going to sign a ball for me. And Lucky came in, no shirt, like his slacks, no shoes. And like 10 minutes later, he was walking out, you know, like Garrett sent him home. Like, bro, you ain't traveling with us today.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll sleep it off on the plane, Coach. I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we had the night show here at 105.3 The Fan. I used to leave here and go to La Zona Rosa. Not because of the girls. I mean, the atmosphere was amazing, but they had the fantastic nachos that the cook would only serve late at night. So I'll go fall through there, eat me some nachos. Guess who I always seen in the VIP?
Lucky Whitehead.
Hey! It's amazing how you pulled that off. Mm-hmm.
You know, I think the White House, you know, I don't know if there's an individual scandal there, but just the whole concept of it.
Yeah.
That sounds so amazing.
This is a genius.
I think about the White House two or three times a year or a week, maybe, you know, just the idea of like we're practicing, but we're going to go here and party our balls off with a bunch of gals right afterwards.
You can see it from the practice field. And what's funny is like they used to have a guy, his name was Paco. And Paco used to like get on the lawnmower and drive around from the practice facility and cut the yard. So you, it's like you had the guys, like they had guys in there that were changing out all the linen.
Yeah.
And they had people going in and doing that, making sure the room was stocked up and everything. But yeah, Paco would drive the, he would drive from Valley Ranch around it, through the neighborhood and mow the yard.
That's awesome.
While we were out there.
Probably made good money right there.
Oh, no.
Heck yeah, man.
It was Michael Irvin's guy.
Paco, I definitely think Terrence Williams and the scooter incident.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
hilarious.
That's classic.
And then Joseph Randall and the stealing of the underwear and cologne.
Yeah, I got that one right here. He definitely walked on out of there, buddy.
So weird.
Yeah, well, I mean, we understand now, right?
Don't we? Now we get it.
We totally get it now.
Oh, Sam Hurd.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That one was,
Sam
Hurd was really actually a sweet, sweet man. I mean, there was one day after a game, I stood there, little me, and he stopped and signed autographs for every single person that was waiting.
Yeah, was all his cousin of them, or something sold to undercover?
30 people. Yeah.
Yeah, it was so it wasn't him actually touching the work. No. His cousin got caught up by an FBI.
He was like the VC. You know? He was like, oh, you need money? This your business?
Let me front it
I'll
for you.
I'll loan you some money so you can go do that and then bring me back the capital.
They said, I got you.
Yeah, Josh Hamilton at Sherlock's, I think, was one for a long time that I always thought about. We don't have the Sherlock's Bar and Grills around here anymore, but that was insane. I mean, he had gone straight. He's got the wife. The next thing you know, he's drunk at a Sherlock's being intimate in a restroom stall with a lady he just met. Unbelievable story.
Full Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, well, I think the gal was willing in this instance.
In this particular scenario. Yeah. I mean, you have the college coaches that went buck wild. You had Rick Pitino.
Yeah.
And his bit where he's in the bar closes down.
He's under the table.
He has a moment of intimacy with a woman. And then when asked about it, he's like, yes, we did, but it was very brief.
How about threw himself under the table.
How
there.
About our coach from the Dolphins, the line coach?
Oh, Krista Forster.
Forster.
Oh, how do we get together?
Yeah.
By lines, that. You're talking about the lines he was snorting off of his desk at work at the Dolphins facility.
Yeah.
He was one of
the line
coaches.
Wild.
This is DFW. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Remember the TCU quarterback Casey Paul Hall that got like kicked off for selling weed? Because the police department there did like a months long investigation and they couldn't find anything, but they had to arrest somebody to justify their, spending of taxpayer dollars. So,
yep, that was on the list. The TCU 2012 drug bust of the football squad. Is that the same thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, they got their football team in. Yeah. That was a low point for
that's
the program.
Wild right there. What's a DFW sports scandal that lives rent-free in your head? Tolo said 2006 NBA Finals.
Mm, that's good.
Yeah.
Tony Braxton breaking up the 3Js.
Yes.
Was that a rumor? I think that's a rumor. I don't think it really happened that way.
I don't know, but I'm sure CA would tell you.
He sure does. Yes, he knows. Well, let me tell you about Tony Braxton. And he's going to have a photo and everything. So this was the night I asked him about it. And he's like, God, dog it, bro. You need to sell cards.
So I was the fourth J.
Yeah. When Dirk got catfished. Remember that?
Oh, yes. That was great.
Dude, that was huge.
2009 or so?
She was putting that thing on him, bro.
Yeah.
He almost got married.
It was snappy.
How did he get catfished?
Oh, you don't know about this?
I don't know about the catfish.
Oh, man.
A gal with, like, multiple identities starts dating him, and
she wasn't who she said she was.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But it was a she.
Yes.
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 Do you really want to hurt me?
This was like, how much of a catfishing was this?
I think Broadus' dad and his buddies buying Eric Dickerson, that Trans Am.
Yeah.
You know, everything that went into the Pony Express thing was pretty incredible.
They were engaged.
Yeah.
Yeah, this all.
Yeah, almost got married.
Yeah, that's something to look up, too.
And then they, real name.
The one that got away.
And when they showed her photo when she was busted, everybody was like, whoa, wow. Well, and she must have been putting on. Good God. Tough to look at.
How to have a good time.
Tough to look at. What's a DFW sports scandal that lives rent-free in your head? The Dez tape. You remember the Dez tape? How big that guy is?
The Walmart?
Yeah.
The Walmart tape. Oh, my gosh.
People insisting there was a tape.
Yeah. I mean, it's sitting on it, too. Standing on straight business. Speaking of Dez, how about the cap slapping? He popped his mama.
Oh, that's right.
There was some alleged drug use in his house, and he's like, hey, not here.
Yeah. He was kicking crackheads out of his house. Yeah.
Come on, man. Yeah. And we got so mad at him. We got so mad at him.
There was a time where the world was convinced there was never a moment where you could do any sort of act of aggression towards a woman as a man. And maybe many people in the audience still feel that way, but it really surged around that time.
Yeah, bro. You walking in with crackheads and y'all doing rocks in my living room? Nah, get out of here. Bugatti Casino stealing Lucky Whitehead's dog. You guys remember that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's hilarious.
Barely.
Bugatti Casino. And he was like posting photos of the pit bull and everything.
He owed him money, right?
Yeah. Man, what kind of weird stuff? Speaking of dogs, how about Derek Holland's dog tearing up his knee?
That's right. Yes. You know, and he'd been playing hockey. There was a big scandal around that, but I think he needed microfracture surgery that time around. Yeah, and they were thinking maybe he'd, you know, the dog had tripped him up as he was coming down some stairs. Mm-hmm. Speaking of dogs, the Rich Dalrymple scandal.
Oh,
you know, the cheerleaders.
Yeah.
Respectfully.
Yeah.
Let me get myself together. I shouldn't be laughing.
Didn't Dez have a monkey, too? Wasn't there like a monkey?
Dallas. Yeah.
DFW sports scandal that lives rent-free in your head. How about this one was mine because she got mad at me. Throatzilla and Lyle Collins.
Lyle Collins, yeah.
Yeah.
Throatzilla. She said, I want some money. And she put it on Twitter. Yeah, I ate the groceries and he didn't pay me.
Yeah.
Wow. Goodness gracious.
Should be compensated for that.
Feed families for years.
Well, you gotta have a hell of an appetite, boy.
Starving.
I tell you what, Brian brought us snitching on Gavin in his confessionals.
Oh yeah,
Can't believe
that
was really uncalled
for. We returned fire though.
Yeah,
I don't think your parents have even forgiven Brian yet.
I keep trying to tell him it was just a joke.
Yeah.
You know, they thought it was unprofessional.
Yeah, Carter told me that your mom was concerned. So you're back to drinking?
What happened, Gabby?
Jason Garrett getting to coach the Cowboys for 9 seasons. I thought that's an unforgettable scandal. I don't know who he had naked pictures of.
That's funny that you say that, because the next one was Jason Garrett sandbagging Wade Phillips to force him out.
that's good.
Good one. Oh, let me get my vibe right over here. But the car is on the road. Hey. Is that Michael Irvin assassination attempt? Is that was that the scissors?
Maybe the character assassin? Oh.
Was that the George Hegeman? Was it a training camp?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was getting a haircut by my man VC the barber.
Yeah, George Hegeman, I believe. Yeah, he went after him with the scissors.
Get your behind up. 90s Rangers, 90s Texas Rangers juicing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the Juan Gonzalez. Was it Juan Gonzalez? Didn't they have like, didn't his guys get popped in a Canadian airport? With bags of steroids.
That wasn't that Balco thing with Barry Bonds, right?
No, it was
that
different.
Whole
different
Balco different. That's the clear, baby.
Yeah.
Maybe you had Rafi going in front of Congress, shaking his finger at him.
Yeah. Never. Yeah, that Balco stuff was good. Alex Rodriguez was allegedly getting his suppositories.
Yeah, that's how he preferred it.
Bro, you saw
rumor has it.
That man really wants to hit a home run. You dig what I'm saying? I really want to crush one of these balls out of here, dog.
Scared of needles, huh?
Yeah, wow. What else we got right here?
Get in your system quick.
The 817, the T.O. suicide story.
Oh yes, the pills.
Yeah, and it was his PR ladies. Like, he's got 25 million reasons why he should be alive.
Parcells was so mad at all of us for bringing him out there on that. Yeah. Oh, God, he was mad at us.
That was a big old deal.
Yeah.
What did he do? He took too many Percocet or something?
The hydrocodones.
Yeah.
Yeah, she said he was sleeping and wake up. It was kind of groggy and everything.
Yeah.
It's like, and that means they're working, girl.
Mm-hmm. I think OBJ got thrown off a flight for that.
Sure did. Yeah, that was my first week at K104 when that happened, bro. It was a big old deal. It was a big deal. I was like, ooh, I get to see something.
They drug us out there for that at the Valley Ranch.
Yeah. One Tolo says Lamar Odom being hired as a Maverick was just a scandal alone. I think he was on that stuff, too, when he was out there playing for the Mavericks.
Hell yeah, he was.
He was famously on crack.
The boy was thirsty out there.
I mean, the car wrecks, the Josh Brent and the other gentleman in the 90s, those are more...
Jerry Brown.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
I passed by that on the way home.
Dwayne Goodrich.
Los Colinas. Really? Yes.
Ooh. Dwayne Goodrich, another one. Yeah.
I remember we had a big fan event the next day. It was kind of somber out there at that Irving Convention Center.
You should
have seen us all getting on an airplane going to Cincinnati to play
game.
Can't imagine.
The emergency vehicles weren't even there yet. It was just a cop.
Yeah.
And it was like maybe two cops. Damn. And they were sitting on their car like they weren't even touching the car anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were sitting upside down. They were just leaning on their car, just looking at it. And I was like, man, that must have been bad. I don't know what that is. And that's when the next day I heard that information. Like, we passed by a girl. The Jimmy and Jerry feud.
Yeah, absolutely.
This right here makes me mad. The Rangers no longer allowing fans to bring coolers of drinks.
Yeah, that was uncalled for, right?
Those must have been the days.
Man, I used to pack the sausage? Earl Campbell's. Mm. I used to have Earl Campbell's ready to go at the Rangers game.
Oh, they're so good.
The
hot links.
Yes, or Zaka bottles full of rum. Full of rum.
Yeah, I like to stay hydrated.
Oh, yeah, DeAndre Jordan not signing with the Mavs.
Oh, that was wild.
They locked him up in a room so he couldn't. Oh, that was crazy.
They would take the calls.
Yes.
Cubans driving around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of Cuban, how about a scandal? Cuban breaking up the championship team thinking he was going to sign Dwight Howard and CP3.
Well, and then not making, what was it, Derek Williams? Because he was filming Shark Tank. He, like, missed one of those free agent interviews because he was just filming the show.
Oh, yeah. He signed D. Will, like, 5 years later when he was more into MMA and golfing than hooping.
I think he went to Brooklyn at that time.
Mayor Miller not allowing the Cowboys to play in Fair Park made the scandal list.
Yeah, this downtown stadium. Yeah.
What about the championship parade by Laura Miller? The plans there. She was planning to.
06 finals.
Cursed you.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Goodness.
Duncanville boys basketball team stripped of their state title. Girls team banned from the playoffs.
Ooh. Dallas Carter.
Oh, my gosh. Which is a pretty good movie on Netflix. But yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
that 88? 1988?
Yeah, and the 30 for 30 they did again at Carter High is pretty darn good, too.
You couldn't convince me, like, hey, man, I got a lick. All it takes for us to bring a gun. I'm not doing it.
No.
No. Bring a gun and a mask. I promise you, dog. We're going to be up. I'm good, fam. Last one right here, man. I guess this is a DFW scandal. Washington not replacing Nelly Cruz with Andy Chavez in the World Series.
No. Ron.
Well, Ron Wash,
you told him no doubles once. You got to tell him no doubles every pitch. Nelly. I still haven't forgiven him for that, Woolchuck. I know we went ran around about that a couple of years back, but I'm not forgiving him.
He took the wrong angle. All right, man. I'll be black tomorrow, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. That is my time. Shout out to Gina V again. I love you, and I will holla.
There he goes. Lucius Alexander in L.A. Live every night about 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation.